Welcome to the Forward Marketing Podcast, the podcast that covers internet marketing strategies and leadership tactics to move your business forward with your host, Joshua Jarvis. Hey, and welcome back to the Forward Marketing Podcast. I am your host, Joshua Jarvis, and if you're a regular listener, I owe you an apology. I was trying to be super consistent and list, always launch these episodes at the same time every week, and it just hasn't been able to happen this week, and maybe for the foreseeable future, taking on some big projects. And just in the process of some of these different clients and projects that's come up, one of the things that came up was a question, and I thought it really trumped the idea of having a having an episode based around tools, because I think we've done that already, and really just having a revision of, you know, one of the tool episodes. I thought it might be better to answer some of the biggest questions I get from business owners in general, and particularly in my business, and I thought that would be helpful for you. And so one of the number one questions I always get is, how much does digital marketing cost? And so that's how we're gonna kind of tackle that subject, but not just in a very direct sort of a here's what it costs, but kind of go into what the consult looks like. And if you'll bear with me, this is not a sales pitch. This isn't, and frankly, I don't know that I could take on any more business at the moment. But the I think it kind of opens, you know, and when I talk to clients through this process, what they find is a lot of times is either not ready for it, or they didn't understand how much it was going to cost, or what's actually involved in all of this. I really feel like a lot of times people who do SEO in particular, some of them have a bad name because, it's almost like selling snake oil or something. But there's really some process to this. And for a good SEO person, for a good digital marketer, which includes things like pay-per-click and social and content and website design, all of that is included in that sort of digital marketing umbrella. So let's answer that question. What is digital marketing? Digital marketing is basically anything sort of technology-related marketing. Your website design could be housed under the umbrella of digital marketing. Your content, the website pages, the website blog posts, all that stuff can be housed under digital marketing. SEO, certainly search engine optimization, as well as paid marketing. So that's pay-per-click, Google, Facebook, all of that, all those sort of marketing tools. And then also anything social. So we just mentioned social on Facebook, but not just paid, but also the posts. So we've been talking about Instagram before. Really digital marketing 101 for anyone that's been listening, you probably already know all that. But if you're a new listener and you're like, what is he talking about? That is what it is. And so when someone calls me, a lot of times they'll say, well, how much does it cost to hire you? I usually ask, what's your business? The more I understand about a client's business, the more you understand about your own business, it's going to make it a lot easier for people to work with you. I got to meet a fantastic young lady that understands SEO much better than I do in a lot of areas. And, she says, just give me your elevator pitch. And I thought that was a great way to help a business owner sort of, distill everything about their business and just give them, what is it that makes you unique? And we've been talking about that on the podcast for, this has been over a year now. So I've been talking about that in pretty much almost every episode and saying, that's the thing that makes you unique, the thing that got you into the business, your why is why people want to work with you. And if you can communicate that to a vendor or your marketing team, they can help you bring that out on these different channels. And that's kind of the whole point, right? The whole point is for you to be able to tell your message in such a way they draw people to you. And that's really what marketing is about. So what's the business? The next one is really, what's the goal? So a lot of times I'll talk to business owners and they don't have a website, and that's fine. But what is the goal of hiring me? Like, what would be the purpose? Sometimes it's very, straightforward. Hey, I just want more leads. But other times they have a vision in their mind of what it's about. I've talked to clients before where they really just wanted to present an image of professionalism to others. So really what they wanted is an almost like an online brochure, online business card, It really wasn't about generating leads. And so there's a different approach. Obviously, that makes sense, right? If you're wanting to generate leads, like say, let's say you use traditional methods and you wanted to generate leads. Well, cold calling is a acceptable, most people despise it, but it's an acceptable way to do it. You could send out postcards, right? So those are ways that you could generate leads. But if you just wanted to build your brand and be professional, then you might attend sort of like PR events or do some charity work, you know, do things that would cause your name to be out there as someone associated with good things. So the same thing applies to digital marketing. So if you wanted to generate leads, there might be a different way you could be very laser focused. A good example is this. I had a business owner call me and he just was like, I need more leads. And so he said, I need more leads. So I need a new website. I want to hire you for SEO and I want to do this. So it's like, he gave me this list of things he wanted. It turns out he's a brand new business owner. And so that would have been awful. He would have spent all this money. He would have generated leads, but he would have spent a lot of money with me up front. And, you know, when I dug down, I asked him about his finances and all that. And that seems kind of personal, but he wasn't going to be able to carry the business very long if he paid me what he was asking me to do, right? So if he's just paying me for service, I rendered the service. It's an excellent service. Yes, he's going to generate business. But let's say it takes 3 months to ramp up and he didn't have 3 months of sort of war chest money, of business money to spend on this, then he's going to be run out real quick. And if he's not able to convert the leads that are generated because he's learning about the new internet leads, you know, these internet leads are, there's a different conversion process than a regular lead, say through cold calling or something like that. And so, you know, he would run out of money. So, you know, for him, it might make more sense to get a landing page tool, make some landing pages, and do pay-per-click advertising. So the budget would be much, much smaller overall. And then he's able to generate leads, close some business, and then decide what direction does his website need to go in if he wanted to go down that way. So knowing what the goal is super important for the whole thing to work. And really, I think knowing your business and knowing your goal, if you go back, you listen to this podcast and go, you know, he's talking about a bunch of stuff and this, maybe it's not the podcast that I want to listen to today. But if you got clarity around why you're in business and you got clarity about what the goal is of each thing that you do in marketing, it would, like I said, it makes it so much easier for you to communicate the vision to your team as well as the vision to your vendors. And I think that's just, like I said, that's probably the most important thing you can get out of this podcast. So one of the other questions I always ask is, you know, what do you have currently? So tell me about your current situation. Tell me about how you're generating business now. How long have you been in business? You know, tell me, I need to get to know more about what things you do. In particular, if we're going to generate leads from the internet for you, then one of the things that we need to do is make sure that you're able to handle the volume of leads and also that you have a mechanism in which to convert them. So, you know, we were going to talk about tools today, but instead we're talking about this. But you need like a thing like a CRM, or you need a system in place to handle the volume of leads. Otherwise, the leads go by the wayside and then you're going, well, hey, Josh, you didn't do your job. You didn't generate leads. And it's like, no, here's all the leads. And the leads are trash, Josh. It didn't work. Well, no, you didn't have a system to convert them. A lead is just a lead is just a lead, right? The internet leads, for the most part, there's some variations, but for the most part, they're very, very, very similar. And in terms of if you're getting them from Google, they're very similar. They're different. Obviously, if you're getting them from Facebook, there's a reason behind that. So the reason why I ask that, though, is what are you doing currently? Also, how do you generate business now? Because I'm really trying to find out what your budget is. And I know it's a loaded question when someone calls in and they say, hey, how much is your service? I say, well, how much is your budget? And, you know, any number they spit out, I'm assuming that they may feel like if they say any number, I'm going to say that's what my service is, right? Hey, I've got a budget of $10,000. Well, my service costs $10,000. Fantastic. We can work together. And they say, well, my budget is $50,000. Well, fantastic. My service is $50,000. No, it doesn't work that way. The way I set up my budget is based on the things that you would want me to do, right? And most digital marketers are that way. Like, they can give you a scope of work. But the reason why the budget question is so important is, one, can you carry the cost of the services for a long period of time, right? Because a lot of these things, particularly like SEO, can take 6 months plus in order to really be effective. Like, it doesn't start rolling. You don't start seeing the return for a long period of time. So can you continue to pay the bills, so to speak, while the work is being done? And this would be true even if you hired a marketing person like in-house, or whether you hired an outside agency. It's still going to take some time. Even pay-per-click takes a little bit of time, usually a month or so, to get the work, the kinks out. And so it also depends on the budget. So you need to know those sort of things. Like, so how long can you carry it? And then also, what do you want to do? So like we talked about, one of the strategies was, you know, doing a landing page and pay-per-click. So I'll actually give you some real numbers here. For most super small businesses, I'm talking about solopreneurs, you know, one guy shops. The pay-per-click route might be the most cost-effective route, because you could just do a landing page and do pay-per-click. But then it's your budget. And really, you need to think about spending somewhere in that neighborhood of $1,000 to $1,500 with an agency, if you're going to do it with an agency, where a majority of that money is basically being spent on ads in Google. So there's some service fees inside of that sort of $1,500, if you will. But then the actual budget, the majority of that budget of that $1,500 is spent on AdWords. And so I'm not going to give you specifics on my fees. You can go to my website or whatever. But the idea is that, let's say landing pages and pay-per-click was $500, then 1,000 of it goes to paper, you know, the actual budget for the ad spend. That might be a decent strategy. So you need to spend somewhere in that $1,000 range a month with AdWords in particular, I think, to really see the results that you're going to want. You could spend less. In that case, you probably should manage it yourself. And that may be a good test. Go ahead and manage these things yourself. Get a handle on them first, and then go forward then go forward to hire someone. Then you kind of know, here's what they're doing, and understand how much work it really is. A lot of times people think, oh, I just make ads and sit back. No. There's a lot of work that goes into it, a lot of testing and everything else. So the second part of this is the sort of the SEO side of things. And so typically I break up digital marketing from a pay-per-click, then also SEO, and then also social. So like there's kind of three things. On the SEO side of things, you could have there's a lot of different factors that go into the cost. So you could easily be paying someone as low as a few hundred dollars a month. I don't know that you'd get quality work for that, but you could certainly do that to as much as a few $1,000 a month. And the scope of that is what you want to look at. So if you're a business owner and you're looking at hiring people to do SEO, you want to know, what are they putting out? What are they going to do? There's if you listen to my last episode, I mentioned there's like three things that really matter. There's the quality content, there's the technical aspects, and the site structure. So I sort of group those together, and then there's the links. And so what are people doing, or outreach, if you will. So what are people doing to actually drive that? And that's what you want to find out. So the higher budget could be everything from, you know, a lot of outreach, because links can be expensive. You're not supposed to buy them technically, but that's what a lot of people do. And so you could be spending a lot on outreach, whether that's link earning, as one company would call it, or where you're actually doing the outreach and sort of earning the link through the content and the strategies you're using, or whether you're just paying for the link. It doesn't really much matter to Google if it's done right. So again, they don't want you to do it. Just the caveat there. But so that budget, so if let's say it's a $5,000 a month budget, that could be a lot of links. It could be broken down. I mentioned there's three categories. It could be broken down into, you know, thirds, or it could be really content heavy, where you're just cranking out content. A lot of the clients that we have in real estate are very content heavy, because we're making pages that are targeted to individual neighborhoods. And sometimes they don't make a lot of sense on the search traffic too. Like there's not that many searches, but because of the nature of their business, it makes a lot of sense to do that. So you just need to look at, you know, how those things, when you get pitched for that. So I think a balanced approach makes a lot of sense, but there is a certain extent to where there's only so much technical aspects that you can actually do with a website. You know, you can only add so much code. You can only add so much optimization to an individual page. So you've got to always create content. And then as you add the content, obviously you got to optimize it as well. So the whole point of this isn't to get your eyes to glaze over talking about the word optimization or anything like that. The point of this is to actually talk about that There's a lot to these strategies. Some of them, though, you can do on your own. So like on an SEO, basic SEO strategy for any business is, what do we go back to? What's your unique selling proposition? So if I get a call from someone who's got a brand new business, you know, my advice to them might be to blog about their business or record videos about their business. And we're not talking about videos right now. We're just talking about, you know, so the question was originally was, how much does it cost for direct digital marketing? And I didn't want to give you guys a depends answer, but it's the most common question I get. It's the number one phone call I get. It's the number one email I get. New businesses want this. And so how do you go into it? And I thought probably better than just answering and giving you a range of, you know, different prices for different size businesses, I thought maybe it'd be better to give you some different concepts on how to evaluate, you know, the pitches. So the first thing you need to do is figure out your budget for this and what you want out of the budget. So if you're going to spend, if you set aside, say $1,500 or $5,000 or $10,000 for marketing, what do you want out of it? How are you going to know it's a success? And that's actually one of my number one questions to clients is, how will you know hiring me was a success? And so how are we going to be able to go, we won, right? You hired me. It makes sense for you to continue paying me. That's really what I want to know as a digital marketer. So if you've hired me to do the job as, in some cases, I'm your CMO, you know, CMO for hire, and you've hired me. So what is the point? What's the point of hiring me, right? So how do we know we won? How do I know that I succeeded? If you can answer that, you can go very far. And then I wanted to give you some basic understanding of these different strategies in a sense that how to evaluate them, right? So what is pay-per-click and all of that? And we've covered a lot of these episodes, so you need to go back and listen to those to get a little bit better idea if you want to get into details. But you've got your basic pay-per-click strategy. You've got an SEO strategy, and we talked about those three components. You also have your social strategy. And social sometimes is harder to get conversions out of because people are in a mode to waste time, right? You're looking at social media to pass the time because you're bored or whatever, and so they're not in a buying mode. So that they call that sort of the top of the funnel traffic, right? So that's the very beginning stages of someone's so they get an ad. Oh, yes, right. I may want to do that, and so they click on it to get more information. But rarely are they they call it a ZMOT, you know, the zero moment of truth, right? They're not a buyer intent lead for you most of the time from social. Now, that's not always true, but it's a broad generalization that'll work for you. So how does social work for you then? So you got to look at the strategy that you're getting pitched, right? It's not just about the posts, but do the posts do something to educate your clients? Do the posts do something to build trust with clients? And that's really, like, when I do it, at least, that's the goal. My goal is for social is, yes, sales, but first and foremost, can we build trust and engagement with the clients, or the future clients, if you will? And that's the whole point of social. And then there's different aspects of social. Certainly there's videos, there's Instagram, there's social channels, and then there's social actual media, like not media like social media, but media like the media of video, the media of audio. So hopefully that helps you guys understand, you know, so what are some costs? So what's the real deal? So when I first started, I took clients as low as $500 a month and found that that even working myself to the bone trying to make the $500 work wasn't enough to do a whole lot for a client. I could move the dial if there was really low-hanging fruit for a client, meaning that they had, let's say I had a decent website. So a good example was I had a real estate agent in Florida. He had an amazing website with no content. So anything I created made the site moved on its own, right? So I was able to go after some low-hanging fruit for him, and so that worked out for him. But in general, you know, if you've only got $500, you don't have enough. I really think that you're in the position to hire someone when you're in that sort of 1,000 to 1,500 range. You can find some good quality people in that range, and you can get leads flowing in. You're not going to get an avalanche of leads. You're not getting the fire hydrant isn't being turned on, and you're not going to be blown away by them. But you do 1,500 with a reputable company for 3 to 6 months, and you're probably going to start seeing leads. And that's also the other thing you need to think about is the time frame. It's going to take you easily, you know, six months to see returns. And on the SEO side, you know, it's a longer game, but also you get residual return on that. So if you do, you know, if you do an SEO project, for instance, then you know, may not see anything for 6 months, but then let's say you fired the digital marketer and they did a good job though, then you'll still get leads from that. They just won't be growing at the same pace, but you'll still be getting leads from the work that they've done at the beginning. Whereas pay-per-click is kind of like renting. You spend the money, you get the leads, and then you have to spend again if you want to keep getting leads. But knowing how long you can carry it. So like I said, $1,500 is probably the part where I'd say, okay, you're ready. You've got that in your budget. You're ready to actually start hiring or interviewing digital marketers or specialists. And then the budget goes up from there. So, you know, a big company probably needs to look at, you know, again, it's how far do you want to, you know, how much do you want of return? You know, how many leads do you want? If you're in an industry where we can measure by leads, or how much growth do you want in there? And so there's different strategies for that. But a bigger company, like I said, the number just keeps going up and up. And then there's other services that sometimes get grouped into digital marketing. So, you know, connecting CRMs via Zapier. So making sure you get lead notifications and whatnot. Those are things that sometimes a digital marketer might do, or a web developer, like website design might be something else a digital marketer might do, but it's not necessarily always going to be their sweet spot. So definitely check on those things. But like I said, that's the number one question I get is how much does it cost? And like I said, usually my answer is always it depends, which is a lame answer. I hate those answers. I always like to give specifics. So I try to give you as much specifics as I can. If you're a digital marketer and you're listening to this, please don't hate on me. Literally just trying to help small businesses that listen. I love you guys, especially the small businesses that email me. And you've got two or three people and you're like, I'd love to hire a digital marketer. You know, how much is it going to cost? And I get it. It's a lot of money. And it's a lot of money over a long period of time. So it's like double whammy. But a good one can really sort of 10x your business. But there's also one thing I want to leave you with, this is what I'll leave you with, is that, and I forget the actual saying, I don't have it printed out, so I apologize. So you're getting the real deal here, is that, you know, great marketing will make a really bad idea fail faster. And I'll say a great marketing will actually make a poor business plan fail faster. So if you don't know what you want, and you don't have a great business plan, then no matter who you hire, they may generate leads, but you're just going to fail faster. So get the fundamentals down. And I know you want the new shiny object. I know you want to beat your competition. I was there. I know all this because I did it. The best thing, of course, strategy is to stick with the fundamentals, build the business before you add something like this to it. So anyway, I hope this was helpful. Hope you enjoyed the episode. A little bit different course of action, but I really thought, you know, just the number of calls I've gotten lately and the number of emails I've gotten lately, really wanted to cover some of the questions that you guys are asking. And so should be sure to tune in next week for the next week's episode. Also, if you have any questions like this, you want me to cover it on the episode, you can always email me at joshua@forwardmarketing.com. That's joshua@forwardmarketing.com. And I would love to hear from you. If you like this episode at all, I would love a review on iTunes. And also that you would share it with your friends. I'd love to grow the audience. It is growing. I don't know what happened. I think one of the episodes might have been popular or something. And we are growing really fast on iTunes right now as far as listens go. And I would love for that to continue. Like I said, I'd love to have a reason to continue doing the podcast other than the fact that I just like doing it. So anyway, with that being said, I hope you have a wonderful day. And I will catch you next.